We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Reish Aleph, Shara Ava, Perek Tet. Ve'ilat HaDavar. The Magen Midovna had explained that there is another type of love, that's the natural love, which is a person's own nature, that a person has a tendency. He is predisposed to certain things. Yosef was predisposed to leadership. Moshe was predisposed to redemption, to kingliness, to justice. Different people had different predispositions. So you see, there's a love that's there. You're attracted to something, and it has nothing to do with your logic. It has to do with your makeup. And the cause of all this, our sages already explained to us, kol midot ha'adam, that when it comes to a person's traits, they're like other components of the world. That every component of the world has its angel, its mazal, that affects its existence. As the Medrash Rabbah says, "En lecha esev shein lo malach memuna alav hamakeh oto v'omer lo gdal." There isn't a blade of grass in the world that doesn't have an angel responsible for that blade of grass that repeatedly urges it on and tells it, "Grow." Ken kol midah asher adam nimshach acharei biyoter. The same is true with every trait that a person is very attracted to. There is a metaphysical representation. There is a power above that attracts him in that direction. As our sages said, if a person was born under the mazel of tzedek, under that constellation, he's going to be a person who is constantly pursuing righteousness. If a person was born under the constellation of Ma'adin, Yiyetabcha o Umana, so he's going to be attracted to blood. He could be a butcher. He could be a doctor. He could be something that involves blood. So you see that there are predispositions, and they're affected by forces from above. They don't define whether a person is going to be righteous or wicked. The same person who has a tendency to like blood could be a murderer, or he could be a mohel. He could be a butcher.
I don't know which one you are. How do you know? You have like a lot of traits to you.
Right. But
and also, you have a lot of...
predispositions?
Yeah, why not?
Usually, there are specific ones that override. There are specific things. As you mature, you'll start seeing recurring themes in your life. You'll see that... when you were this age, you were involved with this type of thing. You were that age. There are, depending on who we are, you'll find that one person, wherever he is, he's always getting into fights. He's always countering. He's always challenging. Another person, wherever he is, he's trying to be innovative. Third person, wherever he is, he's looking how to help people. A fourth person, wherever he is, he's trying to make order. We each have our predispositions, and the best is if we could find a line of work where we could take those predispositions and channel them to a positive direction. אבל אין לנו להרבות דברים בעניין זה. But we shouldn't really go on and on about this. כי האהבות אלה נמשכות ובאות אל האדם בטבע בבלי דעת. Because these are things that are not within our control. This is part of a person's nature. He doesn't have a choice in this area. You're not going to be able to control it. You're not going to be able to change it. So I leave them for philosophers to discuss. I have no point in discussing that. My point here is about being a God-fearing person, how to be a better person, and this isn't really a part of it. So that... he says, I made mention of it, but there isn't too much to say about that, because that's it exists, but that's not our topic at hand. Okay, should we begin the 10th chapter? Okay, 10th chapter. Da, I want you to know, gam ki ahava mitchaleket lekama panim etzav bnei adam. Even though love or ahava can be divided in different ways depending on the person. In kol ze yesh el adam avodat avoda ve'avodat masa ad asher ya'amid ahava al tila. Yan ki lepetach atat rovetz ve'anar nar u'mitgadel be'ahavat havalim rabim. A person has to work, a person has to toil until he purifies the love and establishes it the way it should be, because our nature is that in every aspect of life there is that potential to take it in the wrong direction, and at the end of the day we all have that foolishness within us. And as we grow, so there's the most easy attraction is the attraction to things that are foolish. לכן הם מתקועים בנפש האדם מסיבת ההרגל. And that's something which a person gets accustomed to. כי הם אצלו קנטיים מגודלים בנוריהם עד בועדת ויושר לנפשו. Because when a person starts out life, that's the life he's leading. And it takes time till he reaches a point of knowledge and having a soul that straightens itself out. ולכן צריך האדם להתאמצות והשתדלות גדולה ויתרה עד אשר יכונן ועד ישים את האהבה לשם ולתילה כפי אשר ידעו שלא קמימה לתבח שמו. Person has to know that there's a lot of work ahead of him before he could get his love to be focused the way it should be, the love the way Hashem wants it to be. So he's going to describe now the evolvement of pure love, meaning where does love begin and how do you develop it. So that's where we'll pick up Mizrachim next time.